It's Thursday, July 18, 2024.
In just 3 hours, the more rainfall than you would usually get in Toronto in the entire month of July.
Toronto crippled by extreme storms and floods. Economic losses from extreme heat wave in U.S. escalate. Plus, Marathon Oil to pay record fine for oil and gas pollution in violation of the Clean Air Act.
Good. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Hot weather can result in lower scores on math tests, as well as higher rates of aggression, ranging from mean-spirited behavior to violent crime. Well, that explains Florida.
And Ron DeSantis. And Donald Trump. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, not just extreme weather down here in the U.S., but now extreme weather up north.
Yes, pretty much. The summer of unusually extreme weather disasters is not letting up. Toronto became the latest major city to be crippled by extreme rain and flooding this week, pummeled by more than a month's worth of rainfall in less than 3 hours, impacting roads, rail lines, subways, the airport, and knocking out power to 500,000 residents. Scientists say man-made climate change, driven by the burning of fossil fuels, is making extreme rainfall events more frequent and more severe, in turn overwhelming aging municipal infrastructure.
So it's not just here in the U.S., it's Canada too.
Oh, yes. Climate adaptation expert Catherine Bakos of the University of Waterloo told CBC, quote, "It's a more cost-effective strategy to adapt to these extreme weather events now rather than waiting in the future." She says that every dollar spent on adaptation on average saves $3 to $8 in avoided disaster costs later.
Good advice. Let's just ignore it right now.
Illinois was also hit hard. A string of extreme storms threatened the integrity of a dam in southern Illinois and generated an extremely rare tornado in downtown Chicago. AP reports that recent destructive floods from Vermont to Minnesota to Texas have highlighted concerns about the integrity of 4,000 aging dams across the U.S. that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has determined are in poor condition and could cause widespread damage if they failed.
I think that tornado in Chicago was just a teaser for the upcoming Twisters movie.
Economic losses from extreme heat are also rising. The Wall Street Journal reports this week that as heat waves become more frequent, more intense, and longer lasting due to climate change, they're causing billions of dollars in damage to public health, the economy, and infrastructure, with ripple effects across multiple sectors, disrupting airlines, roads, and railroads, withering crops and causing widespread blackouts, much of it not covered by insurance. A recent report from the California Insurance Commissioner determined that 7 recent heat waves in the state each caused between $7 million to $200 million in productivity losses, much of that in uninsured wage losses. But there's a bright spot.
Good.
Amid an extended extreme heat wave in California, the state's electric grid held up just fine.
That is good.
With no rolling blackouts or grid emergencies.
Take that, Texas.
That is thanks to grid infrastructure upgrades and broad deployment of more clean energy, mostly solar, and utility-scale battery storage, all equivalent to adding 5 large nuclear power plants in the state, but at far lower cost than nuclear plants, and with no nuclear waste.
And no chance of nuclear explosion.
That too. Since January, renewables have frequently generated more than 100% of California's electricity needs.
We're awesome.
In other news, 11 American auto factories that have either closed or are in danger of closing will collectively receive nearly $2 billion in new funding from the Biden administration to retool and transition into electric vehicle factories using funding from the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act. The factories will be producing parts for electric school buses, cars and motorcycles, heavy-duty commercial truck batteries, and more. And finally, accountability for a serial polluter. Marathon Oil will pay a record $240 million in fines and penalties to settle alleged violations of the Clean Air Act at the company's oil and gas operations in the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation in North Dakota. It's the largest ever civil penalty for violations of the Clean Air Act at stationary sources, which include power plants, factories, and refineries. The company will also invest $180 million in additional measures to cut its pollution. The settlement is part of the Biden administration's climate change enforcement initiative that is focusing on reducing methane emissions from oil and gas production and from landfills.
I'll take it. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.